Hi, everybody. I'm Christina Cherneski, the Communications Director of Fur Baby Pet Care, and welcome to a very special podcast here at Fur Baby. In fact, we're recording live at Fur Baby Pet Care in my office. So we want to take you back in time a little bit here, or we want to give you an idea of what Fur Baby Pet Care is about. And that's why Jocelyn Davy Howerlick and her husband Riley Howerlick are joining me for this very special podcast. Jocelyn is the owner and founder of Fur Baby Pet Care, and Riley is the owner and operations partner of Fur Baby. Nice to have you guys here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, so Jocelyn, you know, we were talking a little bit about how we can give people a little bit of a trip down memory lane or just an idea of how Fur Baby Pet Care started. So let's start there, okay? Let's remind people of the roots of Fur Baby.
Well, I grew up always with dogs around, and I had a career change and decided that I would start pet sitting. And got a profile on Rover to start with, and we started hosting dogs and cats in our home.
That must have been a lot of fun.
It was a ton of fun for me.
Look, Riley's
eyes are
Riley
rolling.
Just had his face.
Do you have something to say about that, hon?
Yes, it was fun.
You and I were in school. We were at business college together at Praxis School of Entrepreneurship. And you were explaining about how you were doing this pet sitting business. And I'm thinking, from your house? But you were.
Yeah, we were doing it from the house. But we also were going out and seeing dogs in their homes, doing dog walks, seeing cats. You know, we have kept that side of the business very much alive because there is so much demand for those that are not in a daycare type of environment. You know, they want to stay in the comforts of their own home. So that is a big part of our business still to this day. But back in the day, you know, we started with having a Sunday small dog park in our backyard.
Right.
And so we got to know some of the people in Saskatoon that have small dogs. And one of the things that they were saying is there's no small dog parks.
Yeah.
There's nowhere they can take their dogs but that are small dogs. So pack that in the back of my brain, you know. And Riley and I would talk about business. And they would be, there's nowhere in winter to take their dogs.
Yeah.
And so pack that in the back of my brain. And what we also noticed was, like me, dogs were a part of their soul. You know, it wasn't just, oh, this is just a pet. The people we were dealing with wanted different types of service. They wanted more homebody. They wanted somebody that's going to treat their pet like family.
Which has kind of been the mantra. It's always been the mantra at Fur Baby Pet Care. Over the years at Fur Baby, you can see how people are recognizing the fact that we know the dogs by name, we know their idiosyncrasies, we know their, you know, what food they eat almost. We know just about everything about their pets, especially the regulars, the ones especially who've been here since day one. And, you know, when I step away and I look at things, you know, as to how Fur Baby is progressing, I think it's remarkable. And what I find kind of cute is that people take it for granted, like they expect it, you know. And I know everyone is perfectly fine with that. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. And I think they feel that way because we've been that way since the beginning.
Right.
And we've got some staff here that have been with us for years. So the regulars know our staff by name as well. And so that's why when they come in, they know their pets are being taken care of.
But I want to go back to how you transitioned from going, you and Riley, going to people's homes or having the pets over to your place and you taking care of them, to actually moving into this big, huge building on Jasper in the exhibition. Is it the exhibition area? What? Yeah, Stonebridge Exhibitionish. Moving into this huge building and getting it started. And I think that's going to take some Riley as well, some Riley input as well. But really quickly, Jocelyn, because I was kind of hanging on to you or hanging around you when you were looking at buildings and then you got this one. So yeah. Just tell us about that.
Well, first of all, this, you know, 9,000 square foot building was not in our game plan. I had the idea of a 30,000 square foot building about 10, 15 years into my game plan.
Right.
But definitely not jumping from house to
9,000 square feet. Yeah.
You know, we went from a 1,000 square foot home. I was thinking a nice boutique shop that we could house a few dogs more. And then, Jasper Avenue came along and we walked around and our eyes got big and our 30-year plan became, okay, right now.
30-minute plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. What were you thinking when you walked in the building? Like, did your brain like sort of immediately throw away all the plans and you said we can make it work? Because it wasn't simple. I was here. It wasn't simple.
No, it was... First of all, our realtor, Kelly, knew me for a few years already, knew my plans, knew what I was doing. And so she found this before it was even on the market.
Right.
And said, I've got the place for you. And so we came by and I'll never forget, we were in, which is now the cat room at the end of the day. And Riley looks at me and he says, so are we doing this? And I'm like, well, we really got to figure out how to do this.
Yeah.
It involved a conversation with my parents because I didn't have all the finances to jump this big of a jump.
Yeah.
And so Darlene and Rod and Riley and I sat down. And they had beliefs in our plan, and they put their house up to help us get the financing to get started. And Dad's an electrician, so he pulled the permits, and the 8,000 square feet in the back started to transition. And we got the possession of the building in August of 2019, and we grand opened in October. So there was a lot of work being done in that time period from everybody in the family. My brother, the kids, Riley, my mom and dad. It was a true family involvement.
Riley, when you saw the building and you knew that some of the financial plans were going to fall into place, which, by the way, is an amazing story in itself, that your mom and dad put up the house in order to bring some the financing to get this business going. It's all family when we talk about Fur Baby, that's for sure. When you saw the building, Riley, I mean, because you're the technical guy, you can fix just about everything. What were you thinking? What was running through your head as things started to, you know, come into play?
I started thinking how much we can make park, how much we're going to be able to actually develop what we've got here. My initial thought is we're just going to be in the building and
yeah.
Because the backyard needed quite a bit of cleanup and rock brought in and just make it safe for the dogs and get the fences. So the backyard was basically an open yard of scrap kind of stuff. It was all cleaned up, but it was quite rough. And then what was the layout plan that Joss has in mind? And we were doing sketches of how we're going to run the front desk and where that'll all be. So, and knowing where we're going to have all the supplies and all the rough stuff, like all the tools and stuff, we can't have that laying around where the dogs are. So,
mm-hmm.
Planning where we're putting walls, where we're putting runs, where we're going to put drainage because we got to wash everything.
Right.
The building was the first thing to get kind of figured out. But with fall coming, knowing that we bought in August and snow will be flying, we had to get the outside cleaned up, fenced, rock laid, tires brought in. I brought some tires from mom and dad's and cut them in half and mounted them so the dogs...
Well, you're the one who did that.
Yeah. My truck was loaded heavy. So, yeah, it was mainly that, what electrical was needed, what plumbing was needed. We had to get the washer and dryers set up.
It must have been unimaginable then just to think of how much there was. And I sort of came in, you know, just after you guys opened and was astonished already as to what has been done. But Jocelyn, you look back like 5 years and like all the changes since then. I mean, like,
yeah,
that's remarkable too.
Yeah, it's been, we have reinvested in Fur Baby over and over and over again. So, you know, a lot of, if there's been profits, it's been reinvested, right?
Yeah.
Those that have seen, that may have seen it in the first year probably wouldn't recognize it now because of all the changes that have gone on. You know, we came in the side door at one time and now we're in,
at the front of
the building. And, you know, the cats were in a whole different area and they now have a room of their own. And the number of runs.
Wow.
I don't even know, more than quadrupled, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah, we now have a, you know, a small dog rest area. We always had the smaller dogs in a separate area for playtime, but now we've got a small dog rest area. And instead of putting them with, you know, big dogs when they're resting, it's all live and learn and
work in progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
and as we see things that might need change, we change them.
Yeah.
You know, and we take some of the feedback from our pet parents. And that's like, that's a great idea. You know, we're going to implement that. In training our staff with places from the States, you know, we've learned a lot from there to how to run our business. And why that's important is because in the States, a lot of the businesses down there are regulated and mandated, whereas there's not any of that in Canada. You know, and you have certain rules and regulations to go by. So we've always performed to those standards right from the get-go.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of businesses that don't do that.
Let's go back to this whole notion of family and Fur Baby. And you talk about behind the scenes, if you will, of the family that has supported you and has always been there. And like your mom was an accountant here from day one until the day she passed away, which wasn't that long ago. And it feels like, you know, 10 minutes ago, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. And she was there with, you know, always guiding things forward at Fur Baby and finding, you know, ways to save some money, ways to invest money, ways to change things. And I really think that she was just the one of the most important things, like with the exception of you and Riley, but one of the most important people to get, and your dad too, to get things going.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, Dad was very involved at the beginning to get things going.
Oh, yeah.
But Mom kept us operating. I miss her so much. I mean, if you needed to know anything about anything, Mom knew.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you needed to know how much anything cost or how much we spent on anything.
Oh, yeah.
She knew. Yeah. She was our money gal, right? And God, I miss her. seeing her every day, I mean, some days, and you know this, Christina, I'd be like, oh my God, she's driving me crazy. Because she's like, you got to stop spending money on this, or don't invest any more in slip leads, or,
right.
you know.
Right.
Like, she was always watching every penny.
Yeah.
And she was always on top of everything, too. So I could tell you within 2 weeks what, you know, where we were sitting for the last month or year to date. And now I have to wait for bookkeepers. And I'm like, I'm just used to walking down the hallway and going, hey, can you give me the profit loss statement
yeah.
or the balance sheet?
Yeah, you would. And I do. I remember that, too. I thought, how efficient is this organization?
So it was very involved. And, you know, Dad would call their home Fur Baby West, because it wasn't uncommon sometimes if we had dogs that were staying with us personally, that we would bring them to Mom and Dad's big yard in Montgomery, and he'd be like, so how long is this dog staying with you? And and you know, we also did training at their house
mm-hmm.
because they had a really nice double garage, and we did our pet first aid and CPR training there. And so we had the table, brought in the tables, and we had our annual barbecue, you know, because they have a nice, again, big backyard. So it was very much family. And, you know, my brother Shane is our custodian here. My kids have, you know, each worked here at some point or another. And Tyrell still comes in from
yeah.
time to time. And, yeah, like
why? And your grandson comes.
Yeah, I mean, my grandson, my 6-year-old grandson, has been here a few times, and it's just it's all about family. And I feel that my staff is extended family, and the pet parents that come feel like family, and the dogs, well, they're my babies just as much as they are their babies. I can't wait to get here to go see who's here.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep. I always check the reservations
yeah.
to see who's coming that day. So I get that sense too, you know, that it is part of a family.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and one thing that we do at Fur Baby is, and I think people have caught on to this because we've been doing it for 5 years, is every birthday is recognized when the dogs are here. Every passing of a pet is recognized by our entire staff. And we get it that there's such a relationship that people have with their dogs or cats or rabbits or birds or, you know,
guinea pigs, hedgehogs, yeah.
We get it. And we all do. And it's one of my boasting things that I say, we all have pets. Or if we don't have one right now, we had one. Or we're going to
yeah.
get one. And we know, you know, we know that relationship. I want to ask Riley about the family component, because Riley has a real world job.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And he, but you're also, you know, part of this family. And I was also always curious, you know, back in 2019, 2018, you know, whatever, a decade ago, did you think that it was going to go like this? Did you think that Fur Baby was going to, you know, continue to sort of expand as it has now?
I believe it was going to.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe 10 years in, we'd get to a point. To me, slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
And but there was such a demand, and knowing my wife was in charge, she was going to make things happen, whether I liked it or not.
We all know that. Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't doubt it was going to work. Just getting things to be affordable to do and to keep it going. And that's where Darlene made sure that we're not going crazy one way when we got to mm-hmm. keep it based. And that's what family does. I think they tell you, okay, stop doing that, idiot. Mm-hmm. Back to center. And with those two ladies running the show, I knew is going to happen. And as things were learned and as our employees kind of gave us ideas and the longer they were with us, it was a learn as you go, different aspects, and you create respectful relationships when you get that other insight on the business function. That's why we moved things around and did things a little differently now over the years.
Yeah, that's the thing is, as I kind of alluded to a few minutes ago, things have changed in the back in the parks area, but at the same time they're the same, you know. But you've tinkered, we've tinkered with things. You've recognized that something wasn't working or something was working so well that you expanded upon it. Everything from moving the intake desk from the side of the building to the front of the building. But the question I often wondered, you know, as you sort of watched Jocelyn and Jocelyn's family and then her, by extension, her fur baby family, and you watch things continue to grow, did you find it overwhelming? Like, when you think about it, Riley, do you think sometimes there's 100 dogs in here and I built these fences and I put the gravel on the ground? Do you ever think, you know, about how big sometimes this is?
I believe I get overwhelmed quite quickly. That's why I try and help think of ways to make things run smoother and less chaotic at times. For me, that's a lot, but the people that work here seem to just take it in stride and they're managing things quite smoothly. But I always try and say, is this working better for you? Is Charlie still trying to escape?
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I changed the style of handles on the gates. So
yeah.
Some dogs don't escape on us.
No, just for clarity.
Within the inside of the park.
Yeah, just for clarity.
Yeah,
on that.
The one dog wants to go from large park to small park or vice versa. Yeah. It's like, no, you can't do that.
Open the gates.
Yeah, so I think I kind of got it now, but it's always a work in progress, and we can always do things better to make things not so overwhelming.
Speaking of family, there's a couple of members of the Fur Baby family that are hanging around all the time, and that's our dogs. There have been some dogs that have been, Penny and Ruger, that have been here from the beginning. Gypsy, my dog, who literally, if I'm not wrong, was one of the first dogs to move her butt in here and stay, you know. And she stays with me, but she also comes here virtually every single day. And that's not lost on me that, you know, we talk about your family who, you know, helped, was so instrumental in getting things started. And then the staff, the team of that family. But we never forget about the pets, like the dogs that are, in many cases, I think, the most important family. And it's not because they're clients and that they come in here, but it's because they come in here and they get treated like family.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and I don't know if we have time on this podcast or not, but Gypsy actually had a family here.
Yeah, that's right.
So when she first came, she was pregnant, and you know, some of her pups still come back.
Yeah, she's like the first one, you know. And it's not lost on me, you know, that she plays such an important role here. And yes, I realize that sometimes she gets away with things
because she's family.
She's the matriarch of Fur Baby, you know.
On the topic, I forgot to mention, in the building of everything, Riley's brothers were also here.
Oh,
they're the ones that
right.
built the walls.
Right. I knew
so,
that.
Like, that's
yeah.
how, like, it really, the whole family was so involved. It's, you know, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that earlier.
And, I totally forgot.
Riley says he forgot. Yeah. That's okay. We're grateful for the brothers.
Yeah.
Well, there is so much that we can talk about, and I think this is a really good start and a really good place to start is, again, gently reminding people how Fur Baby just became the way it is, you know, burps and farts, as I like to say, you know, all the stuff that come along with it. You know, sometimes the washing machine breaks down and we fix it. You know, sometimes the sink backs up and that works. And, you know, we get to that. But we just keep on moving forward. And I think the emphasis on family, Jocelyn and Riley, is probably the foundation of Fur Baby.
Yeah, I would say so. That's the way I would like to portray ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the word Fur Baby for our business came because of that feeling, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we were looking at business names, I'm like, this is the only one that to me made sense.
Yeah, it does. We'll do another podcast, you guys. We'll talk about how Fur Baby has grown and continues to grow and what we're looking at in the future. But thanks for kicking off the whole podcast thing again here at Fur Baby.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
This was fun.
And Riley Hauerlich is the owner, operations manager, and partner of Fur Baby. Jocelyn Davy Hauerlich, of course, the owner and founder of Fur Baby. Thank you. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Christina.
And I'm Christina Cherneski. Thank you so much for being part of the podcast.